Hey,
it's your boy,
the Ball Guys.
Ball Guys,
back from our really long hiatus.
Yeah, it got busy. I died
twice.
I came back
twice,
and now might happen again. Who knows?
Hey, you never know. You know, life is short.
I'm running out of one-ups. If anybody has some one-ups, send me.
I'm a big fan of the PP-ups.
PP-ups
and PP-max.
Yeah, PP-max. Love it on the PP Max.
I love a good PP Max.
Yeah, you know that would sell outside of Pokemon too.
Oh yeah, 100%.
You wouldn't have to. That's just a guaranteed business model.
It would sell itself.
What's your product? PP Max. Yep.
Whatever. Then, how much do you want?
do you want to know what it does? That seems pretty self-explanatory.
I don't need to know what chicken does.
What are the side effects? I guess I'll find out.
You know what? I didn't tell Allie that we have duck eggs.
Oh.
She reaches open the fridge and be like, what the fuck is this? What are these random eggs? And why are they so large?
I guess we got some eggs for Easter to die.
Quack, quack.
Where?
Bye, ducky, eggy. I got nothing. All right.
I don't know.
You good?
Yeah,
I'm good. All right, he good. He good, folks. Welcome back.
Yeah, welcome back. Hello. What are we talking about?
What's up, bud?
This little guy. I said, no, I could sit on a chair.
Go sit on the chair.
But Tyler went in and Tyler said no.
Okay. Well, then ask him if you can sit on the chair. Don't you have two chairs?
No.
Don't you have two chairs?
Yeah.
So sit on the other chair.
But it don't have no more things in it.
Well, let Tyler have his turn, and then you can sit on it after he's done, okay? Take turns. Share. Oh, look, he's up. You can go now.
Fun age.
Parenting. Yay.
Well.
All right.
What are we talking about right now?
We going to talk about our boy, Sandshrew.
Sandshrew. And his what variant?
And his Alolan variant from all the way from the smooth sandy beaches of Alola.
Alola.
Meant to be after Hawaii.
Yeah.
Oahu. I don't know what that means. I don't think that's an actual word.
I don't think so. But you said that and I immediately said, Doris Ahu. Like, wait, that's the Grinch. That was bad.
You know, it's weird that they made Sancho go from a ground type to an ice type, even though he's moving from like the fields to the beach.
Yeah, that's really weird. Because we know that it's not.
Yeah.
Wow.
Spoilers, by the way.
That is interesting.
All right. So his Korean name, I forget. We always skip out the Korean name. Korean listeners, if we have any for some weird reason. We love you, but we can't read your language, so.
Yeah, sorry.
But the German name, Sandan.
Ooh, I like it. And the French name is Sabelit.
Oh. Oh, that's a French-ass name, Yvonne. Sabelit. And his Japan name is Sand. Sand.
Here we have Sand.
This is my Pokemon, Sand.
And this is his variant, Alolan Sand. Wow, so he's a beach Pokemon. No.
No, he's actually in the mountains.
He's actually ice, not sand. But his name is Sand, and he's made of ice.
Oh, my God. This is so
confusing.
This is Pokemon number 27.
Ooh-wee. Pokemon number 27. Ski. Guess what his classification is? He's the mouse Pokemon.
What?
Yeah.
Why is he a that's not a mouse.
No.
It's a weird mouse.
I thought he was like an armadillo.
Yeah, that's what I always thought he was.
Huh. That is interesting.
Look, we all learned something today.
Yeah.
All right, he is 2 feet, unless he's from Alolan, then he's 2 feet, 4 inches.
Oh, so he's just slightly taller.
Just 4 inches taller. Hey, you know what? 4 inches matter.
Oh my gosh.
I know. So, no. No, I know what you're looking at.
4 inches and additional what? 50 pounds almost?
Yeah, almost 50 pounds. Nope. That is 62 pounds.
Oh my gosh. So his regular version is 26.5 pounds. And his chunky boy version is 88.2 pounds.
1 second, I'll be right back. Why don't you talk about his abilities?
Oh, heck yes. So his abilities, main abilities for the regular version are Sand Veil, which raises the Pokemon's evasion during a sandstorm by one level. Now his hidden ability is Sand Rush, which his speed is doubled within a sandstorm, which would be a great addition to a weather sandstorm team. His Alolan form abilities are Snow Cloak, which raises the Pokemon's evasion during a snowstorm by one level, and Slush Rush, which doubles the Pokemon's speed when snow is in effect. So another weather, just more weather-based abilities.
Yep.
Which is fantastic.
Which Slush Rush has really become bigger in Generation 9.
Yeah. Fantastic.
So those are its abilities.
Yeah.
And
let's look at these weaknesses and
strengths.
Strengths. I could not think of that word.
So, Cantonian Sandshrew, it's super effective.
I was like, it's nothing.
Sorry, no, hold on. It's been a minute. I have forgotten how we said this. Okay. He is resistant to, or he takes no damage from electric.
He's immune.
He's resistant to poison and rock. He takes normal damage from normal, fire, fighting, ground, flying, psychic, bug, ghost, dragon, dark, steel, and fairy.
Okay.
And he hits water, grass, ice for he takes super effective damage from water, grass, and ice.
Okay. Yeah, and his Alolan form, get ready for this, his steel and ice type Pokemon, is immune to poison, takes quarter damage from ice, takes not very effective from normal, grass, flying, psychic, bug, dragon, and fairy, takes super effect. Oh, wait, that was normal, take damage. Normal damage from water, electric, rock, ghost, dark, and steel. Then takes super effective damage from, where's the two at? Ground. That's it. And then quadruple damage from fire and fighting, which is just absolutely ridiculous.
So you gain 1, 2, we'll add that to 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. You gain 8 resistances and gain 1 immunity, but you also trade it for 2 4 times effective, super effective damage. So I don't know. Use at your own risk.
Yeah. All right, let's take a look at these stats.
All right, Cantonian Sandshrew sits at a base stat of 300 with 50 in HP, 75 in attack, 85 in defense, 20 in special attack, and 30 special defense and 40 speed. So, you know, you don't want to punch him, but you can definitely set him on fire.
Gotcha. Alolan Sandshrew's is base stat is still 300. He has 50 in HP, 75 attack, 90 defense, 10 special attack, 35 special defense, and 40 speed.
So you can definitely set him on fire.
Yeah, you're about to get an Alolan Sand Puddle.
Oh.
Is what you're going to get.
Got to go to Pokemon DB.
Ooh, it's time for some
Pokedex entries. Daddy. Wait, are these? Oh, yeah, there's the Alolan variant.
Yeah.
Okay. What's up, bud?
Can you
There you go.
You're under arrest. That's hilarious.
I'm under arrest. Yep. And they could get out. No, you have to open it.
There you go, bud.
And that one. Ashley! Now we can try to open it.
He just ran into his room like this. What have I made?
Red and blue.
Burrows deep underground in arid locations far from water. It only emerges to hunt for food.
Yellow.
Its body is dry. When it gets cold at night, it hides its hide is said to become coated with a fine dew.
Gold.
If what's the matter? I'm sure it was an accident. Did he mean to hit you?
No, he did very far.
Did he mean to knock you down?
Yeah.
It was on purpose?
Yeah.
Let's go find out.
Gotta love it. Let's see, we have gold. It fell from a great height. This Pokemon could save itself by rolling into a ball and bouncing. Oh, that's kind of cool. So, like an armadillo. Why is it a mouse Pokemon? Maybe mouse and armadillo are in the same family. I don't know. Crystal, it prefers dry, sandy places because it uses the sand to protect itself when threatened. All right. Ruby, Sandshrew's body is configured to absorb water without waste. Oh, enabling it to survive in an arid desert. This Pokemon curls up to protect itself from its enemies. Sapphire. Sandshrew has a very dry hide that is extremely tough. The Pokemon can roll into a ball that repels any attack. At night, it burrows into the desert sand to sleep. Fire Red, it burrows and lives underground. If threatened, it curls itself into a ball for protection. Emerald. When it curls up in a ball, it can make any attack bounce off harmlessly. Its hide has turned tough and solid as a result of living in the desert.
Why doesn't it do that all the time? Why doesn't it have like a move that allows it that works like protect?
Yeah.
And for like
or have a ridiculous defense stat.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Diamond, Pearl, Platinum.
I think it's the same. To protect the world from devastation.
To unite all people within our nation.
To denounce the evils of truth and love.
To extend our reach to the stars above.
Jesse.
James. Jesse just became a man.
Yeah.
Team Rocket blasting off at the speed of light. That was Jesse's line.
Yeah. I was having trouble remembering.
Surrender now.
We're prepared to fight.
Meow.
That's right.
Wow.
There you go. There you go.
Did it right.
I love you, Daddy.
All right.
It is different.
What?
So Diamond, Pearl, and Platinum. To protect itself from attackers, it curls up into a ball. It lives in arid regions with minimal rainfall. But it's basically said all this information.
Oh, okay. Looks like everything else is the same.
Yeah.
Ultra.
Nope.
Have we already said this one?
Yes.
Okay.
Look at Ultra Sun.
Ultra Sun. It lives in areas of limited rainfall. When danger approaches, it curls up into a ball, protects its soft stomach.
Ultra Moon.
When its skin gets wrinkled from moisture, it heads for a volcano. It lies flat on a spot with a lot of geothermal heat and dries itself out.
Huh. That's interesting.
Daddy.
Yes,
I got a pure black
Jesse. Oh, sword.
That's so cool.
There's a thick girl on it.
Is a thick girl?
No, it's a thick girl.
Okay.
With this on it.
Okay.
Pew.
All right, nice. Bud. Pew, 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 pew. It loves to bathe in the grit of dry sun. sandy areas by sand bathing, the Pokemon rids itself of dirt, moisture clinging to its body.
Huh. Shield.
It burrows into the ground to create its nest. If hard stones impede its tunneling, it uses its sharp claws to shatter them and then carry on digging. See, it's more like a mole than a rat.
You mean a shrew?
Is that a thing?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know. Yeah. Are shoes mats? Are shoes rats? Hold on.
We're about to find out.
Are shrews rodents? But shrews are not only not mice, they're not even rodents. So why is it a tiny mouse Pokemon?
That's what I was saying. It's a family tree of insectivores that include moles.
Yeah, it's like a mole. That's so
like a mole rat.
Dumb. Yeah, it's but
a lowland version. So in Sun it says it lives in snowy mountains. Its steel shell is very hard. So much so it can't roll its body up into a ball.
What are you doing?
On Moon, an ancient tradition of Alolan festivals, still carried on to this day, is a competition to slide sand shrew across ice as far as one can.
Do I need to sell you those?
Justin, Uncle Reese and I are recording right now. You need to go play. You can show me after, okay? What happened?
Moon. So it says it's an Alolan festival is carried out to this day where you slide sand shrew across ice as far as you can.
Bet.
That sounds like fun.
Ultra Sun, after fleeing a volcanic eruption, it ended up moving to an area of snowy mountains. Its ice shell is as hard as steel.
Huh. Well, that's steel type. That makes sense.
Makes sense.
Too bad it can be melted by fire.
The skin, Ultra Moon, the skin on its back is as hard as steel. Predators go after its soft belly, so it clings to the ground desperately.
Oh, this next one. Let's go, Pikachu. Let's go, Eevee.
Its ice-covered body lets it slide across the ground with bullet-like speed, sending its enemy flying when it hits them. Jesus, get your legs broken.
Okay, sword is not that big of a deal, but shield? It lives in snowy mountains in southern islands. When a blizzard rolls in, this Pokemon hunkers down in the snow to avoid getting blown away.
That thing is 88 pounds.
Yeah.
How's it getting blown away?
I don't know. Jesus. This must be some strong winter winds. All right. Are you ready for that? Do, 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 do,
do, do, do, do, do. When you.
Evolve at level 22.
Or give it an ice stone. It'll evolve into. Sandslash. Justin. You need to go play. What? But what?
Tyler said don't because they don't play.
What?
They don't play.
Tyler was playing with him.
But they lost him.
Okay, Justin, you have to learn to share. I'm leaving all this in, by the way. You guys get an anthology. This will either be like, oh, I am totally prepared for parenting, or, oh my god, that is the best birth control I've ever seen heard in my life. I'm leaving all of this in the episode. You guys get to hear what it's like living with a three-year-old and having another three-year-old family member come visit. So, there you go.
Gotta love it.
Gotta love it. All right, now we are at
What is that?
Sand Slash.
There you go.
Its German name is Sandemir.
Oh, I can't wait for Japan. French is Sablaru.
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 Oh, Google.
It's time for a Google Translate.
Probably would have been better if I just did that.
Can you copy paste it? Sablaru. Sablaru. Sablaru.
Omelette du Sandblaster. The straight English translation is Sandblaster. Oh, we were pretty close. We were pretty close. Sablaru.
Okay.
Sableru.
Huh?
Sandblaster.
Sandblaster.
What does that mean?
Yeah, Pokemon.
It's a Pokemon. Its Japanese name is Sandpan.
Sandpan.
Sandpan. Sandpan. Sandpan.
Sandpan. No, Sandpan has a lot of spikes.
Yeah, it has a lot of spikes. You're right, buddy.
Sandslash comes in with its regular version at 3 feet, 3 inches.
And it's a lowland version at 3 feet, 11 inches.
It's 65 pounds for Cantonian.
And 121.3 pounds for... And 121.3 pounds for its Alolan version.
A little less than double the weight. That's crazy.
Yeah, a little less than double. You're right.
Same abilities, same weaknesses. Let's go check out some stats.
Some stats.
Get to the stats. Stats.
Stat. All right. Its Cantonian base stat is at 450. With 75 base HP, 100 attack, 110 defense, 45 special attack, 50. Oh my god, that special defense is atrocious. 55 special defense and 65 speed.
Wow.
That is an atrocious special defense.
Yeah, that's scary. His Alolan version is still 450 base, 75 HP, 100 attack, 120 defense, 25 special attack. 65 special defense and 65 speed. So let's just say we're not giving him special attack.
No, ever. At all. That's your dump stat right there. Your minus.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
That's scary.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, no, that special defense is terrible. I mean, it's kind of actually a pretty good defense, but that is atrocious.
That's not good.
All right, so
Pokédex entry
for Cantonian and Sandslash. Red and blue.
Curls up into a spiny ball when threatened. It can roll while curled up to attack or escape.
Yellow.
It is skilled at slashing enemies with its claws. If broken, they start to grow back in a day.
Gold.
In an attempt to hide itself, it will run around at top speed to kick up a blinding dust storm.
Silver.
Can I watch you?
If it digs at an incredible pace, it may snap off its spikes and claws. They grow back in a day.
Crystal.
Adept at climbing trees, it rolls into a spiny ball, then attacks its enemies from above. Justin.
Ruby.
Sandslash's body is covered in tough spikes, which are hardened sections of its hide. Once a year, the old spikes fall out, but to be replaced with new spikes that grow out from beneath the old ones.
Sapphire.
Sandslash can roll its body up as if it were a ball covered in large spikes. In battle, this Pokemon will try to make a foe flinch by jabbing it with its spines.
Oh my god.
And then leaps at the sun foe to tear wildly with its sharp claws. Jeez. That's terrifying.
What? Fire Red!
It is adept at attacking with its spines on its back and its sharp claws while quickly scurrying about.
Leaf Green!
Curls up into a spiny ball when threatened. That's a fall. It can roll while curled up and to attack or escape.
Emerald!
Oh, it curls up into a ball to protect itself from enemy attacks. It also curls up to prevent heat stroke during the daytime when temperatures rise sharply.
That's the same.
Tis the same.
Tis the same.
Tis the same.
Ultra Sun.
Its claws and horns often break off. The broken claws and horns can be used to carve plows for tilling farm fields.
Ultra Sun.
Thanks
to that's what you just said. Ultra Moon.
Thanks to its thick claws. It's good at climbing trees. There are plenty of Sandslash to park themselves in trees and go right to sleep.
Let's go, Pikachu.
It is skilled at slashing enemies with its claws. If broken, they start to grow back in a day.
Sword.
The drier the area Sandslash lives in, the harder and smoother the Pokemon's spikes will feel when touched.
Shield.
It climbs trees by hooking on with its sharp claws. Sandslash shares the berries it gathers, dropping them down to Sandshrew waiting below the tree.
And now, Alolan Sandslash.
Sun.
Fleeing a volcanic eruption, it settled on a snowy mountain. As it races through the snow fields, it sends up a spray of snow.
Moon.
The Pokemon's steel spikes are sheathed in ice. Stabs from these spikes cause deep wounds and severe frostbite as well. Dang. That's double dipping.
Yeah. Double dipping.
Double dipping.
What is that for?
I have no idea.
Ultrasun.
It runs across snow-covered plains at high speed. It developed thick, sharp claws to plow through the snow.
Ultramoon.
A long, long time ago, it lived in the desert with its sharp claws fully extended. It can climb right up an iceberg without slipping.
Let's go.
This is Sandslash's form after adaptation to frigid environment. The cold air emitted by its body sharpens its spikes.
Sword.
It uses large hook claws to put a path through deep snow as it runs. On snowy mountains, the Sandslash is faster than any other Pokemon.
Shield.
Many people climb snowy mountains hoping to see the icy spikes off of these Pokemons glistening in the light of dawn.
Oh. Yes. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. That's the move pool.
Huh.
I think that might be it.
I believe so. Yes, sir.
Ooh, that is Pokemon number 27 and 28.
Correct.
Hey.
Hey, I hope you guys had a good time.
We sure did.
We sure did.
And we miss y'all.
It's good to be back.
Yeah, it's very good to be back.
If you liked what you saw, please, please,
please,
please,
please,
say please.
Please.
Give us a 5-star review. Say five.
A five.
Star.
Star.
Review. See, now the little one said it. You have to give us one.
You have to listen.
You have to.
You have to.
All right. Thank you, guys. Hope you guys catch our next episode. Be sure to follow us on our socials, and we will try our best to keep you updated whenever we have a chance to not be so busy.
Yeet.
Skirt.
Yeah.
Okay, bye.
Bye.